All right, I found my guy. We're joined right now by a safety for the Atlanta Falcons coming off a big year. 54 tackles, a couple of passes defensed. He had an interception in the regular season. He was an all-Big Ten player all 4 years at Purdue. He set the school record for most interception returns for touchdowns. He was the 147th pick overall in 2014. The Falcons are at Philadelphia Saturday, 4:35 p.m. Eastern. We are joined by safety Ricardo Allen. Ricardo, it's great to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
Good. I'm great. Listen, I know you've already turned the page. You're already moving on and focusing on Philadelphia for Saturday, but can you take us back to last Saturday here in Los Angeles? You go on the road. You go up against a really explosive offense. You shut them down. You hold them to 13 points. What was the defense's approach going into that game, and then how proud of you were you of the way everybody showed up in that game?
Oh, man, you know, we were real proud about, you know, the output that we put on there. We just knew that we could have done a little better, man. We know every week we always pushing to be better. But, you know, going into that game, our game plan was, you know, just to make our plays when we got our chance. We all said in our secondary and in the defensive room that we're going to say that we have to make at least 5 plays each, you know. And if we did that and we came out on top with everybody making at least their 5 plays, we knew that we were going to be in a good, good spot. And that's what we did, man. We went out there. We made our one-on-one tackles. When we got an open field and when we had our chance to make our tackles with some of the best, and we did.
We're talking to Ricardo Allen. You know, one of the things about being here in Los Angeles, there's always this rap about, is it a good sports town? Are they taking to the Rams? The fact of the matter is, they had an unbelievable season. And it's one thing, you have to win in this town, but you have to win a certain way in this town. And they were doing that. Man, there was a buzz. And the celebrities were out. Yet after that win, you gave your jersey to somebody in the stands and you were signing autographs in the corner of the end zone. So what did it feel like to go on the road, not only win, but to celebrate with fans after a playoff win?
Oh, man, it always feels good, man. You know, the one thing I always try to do, man, I always try to show everybody that we're just normal people, man. I know they come in there and they watch us and, you know, some of them, you know, think that, you know, we're rude and things like that. But, man, you know, I just always want to give back, man, because I understand where I come from. And I understand that I used to be one of those people, you know, looking up to the guys on the field also. So, you know, man, just to go out there after the game, man, those fans were, you know, they were nice. They talked to me, man. You know, like I said, I always, you know, instead of me trading jerseys, unless I really, like, know and respect the person, I don't really want to trade jerseys. I'd rather just get my jersey out.
Ricardo Allen, my guest, when was the last time you traded a jersey with somebody?
I think this year it was with Vikings, with Thielen.
Adam Thielen, right? Of the Vikes.
Yeah. Yep, Adam Thielen was my last trade.
How come?
Because, man, I enjoy where he come from. I enjoy his grind. I just enjoy it. We come from kind of the same spot. You know, he was undrafted, but I was a low draft pick, and I was put on practice squad. He was a practice squad guy, too, so I got a lot of respect for his game. And for him to, you know, transition to what he is and becoming one of the, you know, the best wide receivers in the league, man, I got a lot of respect for that.
Yeah, makes sense to me. Ricardo Allen joining us. Now, down the stretch of the season when you guys were fighting for a playoff spot, one of the things that you talked about was the team just had to, quote, do us better. What do you mean by that, and what's it mean to the Atlanta Falcons to do us better, Atlanta Falcon football?
Oh, man, just to go out there, you know, just doing us better. You know, last year, you know, at the beginning of the season, we were getting a lot of turnovers. And a lot of people kept saying, you know, like, oh, we wasn't getting enough turnovers, we wasn't getting enough stops. But when we were getting turnovers, we messed up a couple of them by having, you know, penalties called. And I think we had, like, 5 interceptions and, like, 1 forced fumble or something that was taken away from us for a penalty. And I just said, you know, if we just do that better and just think about how much that could have changed our game, that could have changed our season going into, you know, the playoffs. That could have changed, you know, everything going into the playoffs. So, and we just, you know, did us better, did us a little sharper, you know, just, you know, focus a little more, studied a little more, tackled a little better, you know, went a little more on third downs, man. It wasn't nothing dramatic that we had to change. We didn't have to change the game plan. We didn't have to change, you know, everything big. We just had to, you know, get our little details right and play a little better, and that's what we did.
Falcons and Eagles coming up this weekend. Now, as a safety, part of your job, obviously, is to bring the lumber and lay a big hit on an opposing player. But it seems to be this pattern now that when you deliver a big hit, then you get a notice in your locker that you have been selected for a, quote, random drug test. What's your reaction when you see that? What's that all about?
Oh, man, it's a funny joke to me, man. It's just, you know, a lot of players in the league, a lot of players around the league, as soon as you have, like, that game that, you know, you've been looking for, that game you've been working for, you have that pick or that play, you know, that big hit that you won for the next week, for some reason, it's just always the coincidence that you come back and you got a note in your locker to be able to get that, you know, that random drug test.
Does it feel random to you?
Oh, it feels not random at all. But, you know, it feels random, so just go with it.
If by random you mean not random at all, then yes, it's random. Well, my guest.
Yes.
Listen, it's not just that you're a safety, but you've got the ability to play all over the defense. How much do you enjoy bouncing down to the nickel spot or a corner spot as well?
Oh, man, I enjoy that, man, because, you know, sometimes being in the middle of the field, you know, when you're playing on such a, you know, a good defense that we've become, you know, you don't get a lot of action. I think last game I got one open field tackle. And that's why, you know, my tackles this year have went, you know, dramatically down because, you know, I feel like our defense has gotten so much better. So when it's able to, you know, throw me around and just throw me in other places, you know, maybe for, you know, injury or maybe just because they want to see a different look or something, you know, I enjoy it because I enjoy the challenge. And I just enjoy being in different spots. I enjoy being, you know, a part of the game every play. So it doesn't matter, man. I just enjoy a challenge. I love it.
Atlanta Falcon, Ricardo Allen joining me for a few more moments. Now you guys go on the road against the top seed in the NFC. Now, listen, you go to Vegas, they've got you as the favorites in the game. In fact, you go most places, you're seen as the favorites in the game. So what's the mindset on Saturday? Do you approach it like you're the favorites, or are you going in like you're the underdogs?
Oh, man, we're as a team, we enjoy being underdogs. You know, I never look at the lines. I never look at what other people say because the only people who know what's going to come out with the outcome of the game are the people who are really going through the week and doing the studying and actually putting the work in. So I try my hardest not to look at any of the lines or, like, actually look at what anybody has to say about us or in our matchup, man. I just try to go out there and just, you know, give our all and just, you know, if I come with it and my players come with it and my teammates come with it, I think we'll be doing really good down there.
All right, so before you go, what about this? You're playing a team that lost its starting quarterback, and a starting quarterback who many thought might be the MVP. They're going with a backup quarterback, and with that backup quarterback, the offense for them really has not clicked the last five quarters that he's played, so it might be easy to get a little bit overconfident, might be easy to let your guard down just a little bit. How do you make sure that you and the rest of the defense don't let that happen?
You remember that, you know, 2 years ago he was considered a franchise guy. You know, a couple of years ago, he was considered one of the best quarterbacks in the league that was throwing the ball, you know, everywhere without interception. He had that click. And, you know, you can't just think because, you know, Carson Wentz was doing amazing. But because, you know, Nick Foles was maybe the backup, he didn't get as many, you know, game reps with that offense. He didn't get to throw, you know, as many good passes with that offense or go through them, you know, as much with them in practice. I think Nick Foles is a pretty good quarterback. I think he can get it done. I think he's a quarterback that we're going to have to go out there and battle against. And I got all the respect in the world for him because I've seen him do it when he had an offense, you know, a whole year. So you got to go out there and you got to treat him just as good as you want to treat Carson Wentz. I don't look down on anybody because I know in this league that if you made it here and you made it long enough, you're doing something pretty good.
Ricardo Allen, my guest. Ricardo, one thought about the Super Bowl, and you've covered it so many times before, but let me just ask you this. How did you personally process what happened in that game? I mean, is that out of sight, out of mind? I'm never thinking about that ever again. It never happened? Or can you somehow process that into fuel and use it as motivation?
Man, I use it as fuel, and one of the things that I had to do is, man, I had to go listen to some LeBron stuff. I had to go listen to, you know, some, you know, just, you know, people who've been into that position and have, you know, maybe, you know, haven't won as many times as they wanted to have won all the ones they've been to. And you have to take that, and you have to take that as motivation because we understand now what it means to be there. Now we just got to understand what it means to get back and also, you know, take it a week at a time, but also finish.
Is there a common denominator or a common thought, like guys who have been through something like that before, how they were able to use that and process that and get beyond it? Like, what's the common theme or common thread?
You got to understand, it's a sports mentality. It's a thing that, you know, you don't win every game. And, yeah, that may be, you know, one of the most important, you know, moments at that time. But you can't be stuck on that because if you're stuck on that, like, for the rest of your time being, then that may get in the way of, you know, getting yourself a chance to go again. So, yeah, it fuels us and it fuels me, but I don't let that get into my way of holding me down because I have lost the game, because I have won a couple games after that. So I got to realize I'm going to take the you know, the good things from that game also, and I'm going to take some of the bad things, and I'm going to take that as learning, but I'm also, you know, move on because I have to.
Atlanta Falcons safety Ricardo Allen, my guest. Also a huge win last week, setting up another huge opportunity on Saturday against Philadelphia. Ricardo, great to have you back on the show. Appreciate you. Good luck this weekend, and always good to talk to you. Thanks so much for that.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Have a good one. Ricardo Allen, well done. Well done. All right, so we'll break right now. I've got a sports update for you. Do you want to talk about that? Is there anything you want to double back to earlier in the hour? It's been a good day. We've had a really good show. Lots of good content. Lots of good jungle moments. What do you want to hit on? We're wide open in the last segment. Call me at 1-800-636-8686. Hit me up on Twitter at Jim Rome.